Menachos, Perek, Yud Beis, Mishnah Dalet, 12:4, and the Mishnah wants to consider, what is the largest mincha you can bring? How many isronos of flour could it be? Now, the answer is we have a tradition, 60 is the maximum. The basis of that is a machlokas tanaim here in our Mishnah. Let me say the whole thing outside first. According to Tanna Kamma, 60 is the maximum, and the base of that, like in the Sukkim we'll call it, is that if you look at the day on which they, the tzibur, the community in the Beis Hamikdash, brings the largest number of flour in terms of in menachos, the largest quantity of flour in terms of menachos, it happens to work out to be on the first day of Sukkot in the event that that day is also a Shabbos. I'll run through the numbers in a second. Doesn't matter for now. But it adds up to the total amount of flour brought in the Minchas Nesachim and accompanied the Korbanos on the first day of Sukkot, if it falls out on Shabbos, works out to being 61 Isronos. So the Tanna Kamma says, listen, if 61 is the max for the community, the Tzibur, so any Yachid should be a little less than that, so therefore 60 is the max. That's his approach. Rabbi Shimon, Shemir Chai, he objects that. He says, that kind of makes no sense at all. I mean, it's true that in aggregate you're bringing 61 Isronos of flour on that day of Sukkot if it works out and such, but like, how's that anything relevant? You're not combining them to a single mincha. There are a bunch of different menachos, and you wouldn't be able to combine them if you wanted to, because the consistency of the mincha sachem that accompanies a sheep is much more oily than the ones that accompany a bull or a ram. So you couldn't combine them if you wanted to. So the fact that they happen to add up to 61 is like not relevant. It says Rabbi Shimon, the issue is that if you go past 60 isronos in a single, you know, container, then belila, mixing it well with the oil, is simply impossible. And therefore, even though the truth is that belila is not ma'akev, b'di'evet, if you don't mix it well, it's still, you're still a mincha, still kosher b'di'evet, it has to be that the mincha could be done properly if you made enough effort. And past 60, it's just impossible. 61 is impossible, says Rabbi Shimon, to do properly, and therefore you can't have a mincha with more than 60 isronos. Who determined that? The rabbis determined. The rabbis basically got into their rabbinic laboratory and they said, listen, how much is the maximum that you can do blilon if you make a great effort? They said 60 yes, 61 no. And therefore they put their foot down and said 60 is the max for a mincha, 61 no. The rabbi is going to object to that and they say, listen, come on. It's not sort of a binary all or nothing. You know, it gets harder and harder and harder to mix up. And 60 yes, okay, we accept that's it's doable with a great effort. But really, 60 you can, but 61 you can't all of a sudden? How is that supposed to work? So Rabbi Shimon says, yes, that's exactly how it works. And we're talking about a Torah limit here. The Torah is limited at 60. The Torah authorized the rabbis to sort of do the experiment and figure it out. But once the rabbis put their foot down and say 60, that's the Torah measurement. Not a rabbinic measurement. It's a Torah measurement that was carried out and like sort of ratified by the rabbis or the Torah ratified what the rabbi said. And really, that's analogous to a different thing, says Rabbi Shimon. The rules when it comes to a mikvah. So the Torah says the person has to submerge in a mikvah. It's understood it has to be big enough for a normal person to submerge inside of it. The rabbis got out their rabbinic laboratory. They said that works out to being 1 by 1 by 3 amos, which works out to being 40 sa'a. Remember, a sa'a is like six pack of 2-liter bottles, whatever. According to that, cheshbon works out to 480 liters, whatever. That's not halachically quite right, but it doesn't matter. The point is, 40 saw is the requirements for the mikvah, and if you have a drop less than 40 saw, or a little, you know, so 39.9 saw, then forget it. It's not a kosher mikvah. Now, we're talking about a doraisa. So again, we're saying that the Torah said it has to be big enough for a person to submerge. The rabbi has determined that's 40 saw. And even though, of course, yeah, if a person sucks in his breath, or he's a little guy, or whatever, he squishes up, he could fit into 39.9, but the rabbi said 40, and therefore 40 is the threshold on a doraisa level, not a durabana level. You're not yolti midoraisa if you'd go into mikvah, it's 39.9 sa. So too when it comes to the 60 limit of the mincha, rabbi said 60 could do blila properly, 61 simply can't, and therefore you can't go past 60 under any circumstances. Okay, and that's Rabbi Shimon's approach, and the lach actually follows Rabbi Shimon, essentially. Okay, that's the gist of the Mishnah. Let's look at it inside. Mishnah says, Misnadev Adam Mincha Shel Shishim Isaron. A person could commit to bringing a 60 Isaron worth of flour mincha, or maybe Bikliachar, and he could bring in a single kli, meaning with a single komitz taken from it, a single kamitza. Im Amar Hare Alai Shishim Ve'achad. If a person says, I want to bring a 61 Isaron Mincha, Mevi Shishim Kli Echad, Ve'echad B'Kli Echad. So then he'll break it up into two separate menachos, no option. 60 in the first, and with one kometz from that, and then another one in the second. Okay? Shekein Sibor, why? Because you see, the community in the Beis HaMikdash, and it's busy as day, Mevi B'Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, on the first day of Sukkos, Shechalios B'Shabbos, if that happens to be a Shabbos, in total they'll bring Shishim Ve'echad, 61 Isronos total of flour, with all the Minchas Nesachim, and Dayol Yachid Shei Pachos Menet Tzibur Echad, and it's sufficient that a person be one step down from the Tzibur, the whole community. That's the Tanakama opinion. How does that 61 work out, just for the math quickly? So you recall that for every Shlamim and Ola that's brought, if it doesn't matter what kind of korban, it's simply, if it's a bull, a par, then you have three isronos of flour in the Minchas Tzachim. And if it's a ram, an isle, then you bring two. And if it's a sheep, you bring one. Okay, so if you do the math, it turns out, on the first day of Sukkos, so that's when you bring the most bulls. Remember, it's like 13 the first day and 12 the second day and so on, but the first day is 13 bulls. Okay, you also have two rams, special for the day. And you have on every day of Sukkos, 14 sheep for the Sukkos, okay? So that's like the Sukkos offerings. Again, so 13 bulls, 13 times 3 is 39. Two rams, that's 2 times 2, which is 4. So 4 plus 39 is 43. And 14 sheep, each is 1. So adding 14 more gets you to 57, okay? But in addition, if it's Shabbos, Shabbos Musaf has 2 more Kvasim, 2 more sheep, so that's going to bring us to 59, and every day of the year you do the Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, 2 more sheep, brings you to 61. That's the math. Okay, now, Rabbi Shimon pushes back. I'm Rabbi Shimon. V'halo el parim v'el kvasim. He says, "What? How is that relevant that it adds up to 61 in total? This mincha is for the bull, and this mincha is for the sheep, and there's also menachos that are separate for the rams. And you certainly, the enum nivlom zebazeh, you can't mix them up together. They're not meant to be mixed up. And if you do, actually, you'll be, it's even, it invalidates it after the fact. Anyways, because the sheep ones are very oily, much more oily than the bull and ram ones, so you can't mix them. Ela, ad shishim yachom lihibalel. The reason is that the rabbis measured, and they said from up to 60, you are, in theory, able to do belila, you can mix it with oil properly, but 61 you simply can't. Amrulo, so the rabbis push back on Rabbi Shimon, they say, Shishim nivlam, Shishim echad ein nivlam? Really? Really, it's such a big difference in 60 and 61 that 60 yes and 61 no? Amrulahem, Rabbi Shimon says, Kol midas hacham kein. Yeah, that's how it works. The rabbis put their foot down, they draw a line, and that's the line, and that's how it works always. So for example, Ba'arbaim sa, Hutovel, a person can do a kosher tevila, immerse in a mikvah, of 40 sa'ah of water. Ba'arbaim sa'ah chaser kortov, but 40 sa'ah minus a little bit, enu yochol litbol behen. It just, no, even though you're going to tell me, what really, 40 yes, 39.9 no, the answer is correct. 39.9 no, if you do tevila and a mikvah of 40, you're yotzi bidoraisa. If it's 39.9, you're not yotzi, even bidyevid midoraisa. Okay, what's the kortav? So kortav is like the smallest of the liquid measurements. There are actually two shitas, either it's a 16th or a 64th of a lug. If you assume the lug is 500 cc roughly, which we kind of do in this year. So a 16th is, call it basically roughly an ounce, right? 30 cc roughly, an ounce is a kortav. And if you learn it's 64th, you're looking at, you know, less than 10 cc. So something like about, like a basic teaspoon. Okay, whatever it is, it is. Now, that's the first part of the Mishnah. And the halacha, like I said, is like Rabbi Shimon. There's a second part of the Mishnah, which is like a new point here, which is you can, it's a new topic, okay? You're, and it's in fact a new Mishnah in the Gemara. A person is allowed to volunteer to bring wine as a standalone mincha. Just a wine libation with nothing else. No flour, no oil, no animal, nothing. The base of that is, there's a whole extra pasuk, in the context of the minchas nesachim, bring other things that accompany, you know, as nesachim, accompany the olos and the shlamim. So it says, kol ha'ezrach yaseh kacha es eila, which this pasuk means like every Jew will translate it, can do it this way, these things. But that pasuk essentially is totally miutar, you don't need it. So what's it coming to add? To tell you, you can do it this way, meaning you can bring these nesachim on their own. You can bring wine by itself, a simple wine libation. As long as it's done, yase kacha, done the same way, like it's mimicking how the wine is brought when it acts as a regular minchas nesachim that accompanies an ola or a shlamim. So, if you recall that the amount of wine that accompanies the olos and shlam just depends on what kind of animal. We just discussed a minute ago how the flour depends on which kind of animal. The wine is the same way, and the oil is like the same measurement as the wine. So if it's a bull, then you bring a half of a hin of wine. And if it's a ram, you bring a third of a hin. And if it's a sheep or a goat, you bring a quarter of a hin. What is a hin? A hin is equivalent to 12 lug. So a half of a hin is 6 lugin. And a third of a hin is 4 lugin. And a quarter of a hin is 3 lugin. Okay, fine. So you see, it's either 3, 4, or 6 lug. That's the amount. So the Mishnah is going to say now, basically, that if you want to bring wine as a separate standalone libation, more power to you. God bless you. You can do it. But you only can bring either 3 or 4 or 6 or some combinations of those numbers. You can't bring 1 or 2 or 5 because the Pasuk said it has to be Yase Kacha. You're mimicking how the Minchas Nesachim worked, those wine libations, and there's never one libation that would have 1 or 2 or 5 lugin. After that, you can't do everything, right? Because 3 and 4 are for the sheep and ram, and 5, nothing. 6 would be essentially 2 sheep, and 7 would be essentially, you know, a sheep and a ram, and so on, you see? So you can get any number besides 4, 1, 2, and 5. And therefore, the Mishnah says, Ein misnadvin lug, shnaim v'chamisha. You can't volunteer to bring a single lug, or 2 lugin, or 5 lugin. Aval, however, miznad bin shlosha varba v'shisha u'mishisha umala. You can bring 3 or 4 or 6 lugin, or from 6 and onwards, that you could do also. Volunteer to bring wine. How would that look? What would you do? You would essentially bring the bottle of wine with its, whatever, 6 lug, and they would, believe it or not, add salt. You have to add salt, and it's poured down the on the southwest corner of the base of Mikdash. Up there, there are these 2 bowls. One bowl was for the water on Sukkos, the simplest base of water. And the other bowl attached to the southwest corner was the silver bowl into which the wine was offered. And that's where we're going to put it down there. It would just go down into the shis in this like underground cavern beneath the mizbeach. And that's the din.